to lay our burdens before Jesus Christ. Really, really do appreciate. Many thanks to everyone that found time to tune in. Coming up, still music from the choirs, or rather songs from the choirs, still on the upbeat side. And then in the second hour, we'll have that scripture. Later in the third hour, I'll bring it down. Some great worship to uplifting music and all things RSCV Music Awards in the third hour.
Stay connected with us for the latest updates, exclusive content, and behind-the-scenes magic. Stay in the loop with the latest updates. So let's get social. Follow RCV now and join our happy community.
And Voice News, your global link.
FRA begins mass purchases as government sets visit conditions. Police to summon Chavinga over alleged threats. And Ethiopian official denies Donald Trump's claim that US funded River Nile Dam. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Piri has announced that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has commenced food purchases in areas where moisture levels meet the recommended standards. Mr. Piri said that all the 1,600 satellite depots are now open and farmers are free to deliver their maize. Speaking through a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Piri clarified that all beneficiaries of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, are required to sell a minimum of 10 bags of 50 kilogram maize to the agency. Farmers who fail to comply with this directive will be removed from the 2025-2026 FISIP program, said Mr. Piri. He further assured the nation that government is on track to purchase the targeted 543,000 metric tons of maize during this marketing season.
I am pleased to inform this August House that the Food Reserve Agency is now buying maize in all the 10 provinces of the country in areas where the grain moisture content has reached the optimum level of 12.5%. High moisture content levels can lead to increased microbial activity, which results in mold, mycotoxins, heating, spoilage, and decreased shelf life, thereby compromising, Madam Speaker, the quality of the grain. The Food Reserve Agency is closely monitoring the levels of grain moisture content in the areas which have not yet been opened.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized a light containerized truck carrying 300 cases of smuggled Konyagi beer concealed beneath sacks of carpenter, potatoes and clothing. The truck, registration number BLC-3320, was intercepted in Kapirimposhi on Saturday, July 19, and later escorted to the ZRA Makeni Yard in Lusaka for further investigation. ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs Officer Robert Zawe said that the consignment was falsely declared to include only carpenter, potatoes and motor vehicle rims. Mr. Zawe confirmed that the undeclared Konyagi beer constitutes a clear case of concealment, an act of smuggling. This is a pure case of concealment, and ZRA mobile enforcement teams remain on high alert to combat smuggling across the country, said Mr. Zawe. He said that the authority estimates that the smuggling attempt could have cost government 418,135 kwacha 43 ngwe in lost tax revenue. Mr. Zawe has therefore urged transporters to ensure all goods are properly declared to avoid seizures and penalties.
The Konyagi beer, this beer, had we not intercepted, the government would have lost 418,000 kwacha in taxes. So as ZRA, we are sending a message to transporters that every time they are carrying goods from the borders, they need to make sure that the goods they are carrying are correctly declared at our borders, so that they avoid, you know, their vessel being seized together with the goods that have been smuggled into the country.
The Zambia Police Service has launched an inquiry in alleged threats made by Mafinga Member of Parliament, Robert Chavinga, against Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and political analyst Sishua Sishua. The inquiry follows a report filed on July 22 by Chiluwe Member of Parliament Francis Fube, who accused Mr. Chabinga of proposing violence during a live online press briefing on Kalemba Media held on July 20, 2025. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga says, according to the report, Mr. Chabinga allegedly threatened to deal with the two individuals over claims they circulated damaging articles about him. Mr. Chabinga will be summoned to assist with investigations, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RCB News in Lusaka today. He has therefore called for calm and assured the public that the matter will be handled within the bounds of the law.
In light of this, the Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Honorable Robert Chabinga will be summoned to assist with investigations as part of the ongoing inquiry. We urge all involved parties to remain calm and allow the due process of the law to take its course. The Zambia Police Service reiterates its commitment to upholding public order and ensuring that political discourse remains peaceful, respectful, and within the confines of the law. Further updates will be provided as investigations progress.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has urged the Ministry of Education to embark on a nationwide sensitization campaign on the newly introduced school curriculum reforms. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa says while the reforms are necessary, it is vital that parents, learners and stakeholders fully understand their purpose and impact. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Chansa welcomed the Ministry of Education's directive that learners who fail the 2025 Grade 9 examinations will be required to repeat Form 1 in 2026. He said the decision is in line with the objectives of the new curriculum. These changes are fundamental, and the Ministry of Education and Examinations Council of Zambia should partner with civil society organizations to effectively sensitize the public, said Dr. Chansa. He also backed the Examination Council of Zambia's decision to eliminate separate answer sheets in examinations, saying it will help students focus better during exams and reduce government expenditure.
These changes are very, very fundamental. It's not just a matter of announcing at a press conference in Lusaka. The ECZ and the ministry must engage also stakeholders like civil society, the church, the parents, and everybody else to make sure that these changes are understood, and also people understand the importance of making this, but also a matter of saving costs, because if you don't have an exam at grade 9, it means that the government will not be able to spend at that level.
In African news, an Ethiopian official has denied Donald Trump's claim that the United States helped fund Ethiopia's new mega dam on the River Nile, saying it is false and destructive. Last week, President Trump said the controversial dam was built with United States money, largely. Officially known as the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, the project is Africa's biggest hydroelectric plant and a major source of pride for Ethiopians. Over the 14 years it has taken to complete the dam, the Ethiopian authorities have repeatedly said that the dam was funded by the government along with contributions from the Ethiopian people. Coming up shortly, more than 100 humanitarian groups warn of mass starvation in Gaza. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Metcushion Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. More than 100 international aid organizations and human rights groups are warning of mass starvation in Gaza and pressing for governments to take action. Medicines Sans Frontiers, MSF, Save the Children and Oxfam are among the signatories of a joint statement that says colleagues and the people they serve are wasting away. Israel, which controls the entry of all supplies into Gaza, denies it is responsible for the increasingly severe food shortages. The organization's warning comes as the territory's Hamas-run health ministry said another 10 Palestinians had died as a result of malnutrition in the last 24 hours. and three people have been rescued after their fishing vessel